And so I'm going to ask that you turn with me this morning to John chapter 21. John chapter 21. I will begin reading in verse number 15. I do ask that you stand with me in honor of God's word. John chapter 21, beginning in verse number 15. So when they had eaten breakfast, Jesus said to Simon Peter, "Simon, son of Jonah, do you love me more than these?" He said to him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." He said to him, "Feed my lambs." He said to him again a second time, "Simon, son of Jonah, do you love me?" He said to him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." He said to him, "Tend my sheep." And he said to him a third time, "Simon, son of Jonah, do you love me?" And Peter was grieved because he had said to him the third time, "Do you love me?" And he said to him, "Lord, you know all things. You know that I love you." And Jesus said to him, "Feed my sheep." Father, thank you again for the time that we have. Thank you for your blessings, the grace and the mercy that is upon us every day and even now. And Father, help us to see and to hear your words and understand. Strengthen us to honor you as you have honored us. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Be seated, please. How many of you love sitting around a campfire? Has anybody in here got experience sitting around a campfire? Just go ahead and throw your hands up. A lot of us have experience sitting around a campfire. I used to love sitting around a campfire. In fact, this past Christmas when I was able to go back up to the mountains where I grew up at, family, we were all celebrating the meal, and they have a big area in the back that they started a fire and had it going, and so a few of us were sitting out there, and we were talking around the campfire. You ever talk around the campfire, or you just sit there and watch it burn? A lot of times, you can have some good conversations. Let me tell you how some of ours go, especially, you know, this past Christmas time. "Well, you sure didn't get that deer you were looking for." "Yeah, what a shame. When was the last time you got a deer?" "We're not counting, are we?" I mean, we can have some fun around the campfire, can't we? We can have some of the best conversations and have some of the best laughter. Sitting with friends and enjoying conversation around a campfire. Sometimes conversation gets a little more serious. Like, you could ask a question in this way: "Well, let's talk about something else. So let's talk about love, because all of us know what love is. But what is love to you?" And people can talk about love. In fact, I love these illustrations. We've used these in the past. You know, kids were asked this question. You know, "What is love to you?" And these children gave some of the most wonderful answers. One of them said, "Love is when you leave your dog at home all alone by himself, and you come home and he still licks you in the face." And, you know, and then the adults will add more. "You can lock him in the trunk and come back. He'll still lick you in the face." Yeah. Having fun around a campfire. Another one that I love, and I'm not going to say there's any particular reason why I love this one, but this one child said, "Love is when mommy gives daddy the best piece of chicken." That's love. There's one, though, that I remember, too. It's a heartbreaking kind of a moment that a child was able to grasp. He saw his neighbor was an elderly man, and his wife had just died, and he saw the elderly man on his porch crying. And so the child went over and sat with the old man and sat with him for a while, and then came back home, and mom asked him, said, what did you talk to him about? And he said, I didn't talk to him. We just cried together. Isn't that wonderful? And children know what love is. And they know how to express love. And sometimes, though, the conversations around a campfire can be like this, enjoying the good laughter and the heartfelt moments. And sometimes conversations get serious, don't they? You talk about things that are happening real in life and troubling things that you're having to deal with. Peter was sitting around a campfire with the other disciples. Jesus was there. It was the third time that Jesus had shown himself to disciples, and it was really interesting. He was on the beach while they were fishing, and they hadn't caught anything. And he says to them out on the boat, have you caught anything? No. He said, well, throw the net on the other side. So they did, and the net was so full they couldn't hardly pull it in. And John said, it's the Lord. And Peter said, okay. And he dove in the water and swam to the beach, right? He was ready to go. Everybody, you remember how robust Peter was, right? Always quick to say something and be strong in spirit and before the crowd. And now they're sitting there on the beach around the fire having eaten some fish and some bread that Jesus had already going on the fire when they came to the beach. And they're having their conversations. And Jesus says to Peter, do you love me? Now, what a question to ask Peter, isn't it? Do you love me? How many of you ever feel like Jesus is asking you that sometimes? Do you really love me, Joel? Do you really love me? Because sometimes I am carrying the weight of guilt for something I said or some action that I had taken. You know, we're not all perfect, are we? God tells us none of us is perfect. The prophet says there is not one who is righteous, not one. And we all have to face life. And sometimes we're strong enough to face it. And sometimes we win. Sometimes we lose. And we have to carry that weight. You know, Peter was carrying some weight because of things he had said and done. And I'm surprised that it hadn't been addressed until this point, but there is something that is so wonderful that is happening in this campfire conversation between Jesus and Peter. It's really amazing and it's wonderful, not just that it's happening, but it shows how it is real for us and our relationship with Christ as well. Because he will ask us this question, do you love me? Now, how many of you remember things that Peter had done? Peter was, if there was a foot to put in your mouth, Peter found it. Don't you think? I want to remind you some things that Peter had said. In John chapter 13, you find these words. Peter said to him, Lord, why can't I follow you now? I will lay down my life for your sake. And in a complimentary verse in Luke chapter 22, but he said to him, Lord, I am ready to go with you both to prison and to death. And Jesus and Peter and others around having these conversations, and Jesus is telling them about things that are going to happen. I'm about to leave. Where I'm going, you can't follow. Peter says, why not? I'll go anywhere you go. I don't care if it's prison. I don't care if it's to the grave. I want to go. I'm with you. I'm strong enough to go with you. You hear this conversation around the campfire. Peter, do you love me, Peter? There was another moment where they had a meal together. And they finished the meal and they sang a song and they left that place and went out to the Mount of Olives where Jesus was betrayed. Jesus said to them after he got to the Mount of Olives, he said, all of you will be made to stumble because of me. All of you. All of you. You know, Jesus is pretty specific with his words, isn't he? All of you will stumble. It's like when they got in the boat, Jesus said, let's go to the other side. They got in the middle of the lake. They got afraid because a storm was raging. Jesus didn't say, let's go into the middle of the lake and sink. He said, let's go to the other side. When Jesus says something, that's what's going to be. And he spoke to them in the Mount of Olives, and he said, all of you are going to stumble because of me. And Peter said, even if everyone else does, if all of them stumble, I will never be made to stumble. I'll never be made to stumble. And Jesus said to him, you will deny me before the rooster crows tonight. Peter, can you see his reaction to that? You're going to deny me, Peter. You're going to stumble tonight, Peter. All of you are going to stumble because of me. All of us will stumble in life because of Christ. We will be challenged because of our faith, and we will stumble here and there. Even if it's not about our faith, we will stumble and we will feel the weight of it because we know better because of our faith. But do you love Jesus? Peter had been carrying the weight of all of this, especially the night. How many of you remember when the rooster crowed, what Peter did? He began to weep bitterly. That's the kind of weeping where you can't even hardly catch your breath, because you realize how badly you have just betrayed someone you really love. And Peter had betrayed Christ, who only hours before had said, I don't care if everybody in the world stumbles, I will never stumble. I don't know him. Throw in a little sailor word here and there. You know what I mean. I don't know him. Oh, he's one of them. I've seen him. I don't know the man. I don't know the man. Peter, do you love me? What an interesting conversation this is. And I have to explain this to you as well, and you've probably heard this over the years, but love in the Greek, it has two different meanings here that's being talked about. And when Jesus says, Peter, do you love me? There's a word, it's called agape. Yeah. How many of you have ever heard that agape? I have agape love. Yeah. Jesus, and it means completely. Do you love me completely, fully, through and through? And Jesus says, Peter, do you love me? Agape. Peter responds with a different Greek word, phileo. It means I'm your friend. Jesus says, Peter, do you love me through and through? And Peter says, Lord, you know I'm your friend. Where's the boldness? I love you, Lord. I will follow you anywhere. I don't care if it leads to prison. I don't care if it leads to the grave. I am yours. Peter, do you love me? I'm your friend. Well, feed my lambs. Isn't it interesting that Christ asked him a second time? Apparently they're still working out this guilt that Peter is carrying. They haven't talked about it. They haven't had a time around the campfire before this to really sit down and discuss. You know, in the other two moments where they met, Peter was surely excited. The Lord was alive. He was risen. And he's alive. And he's with us. And then he's not. He's gone again. And then he comes back and Thomas sees him and he's on his knees, "My Lord and my God." And he's gone again. And now he's back and they're around the campfire. Finally around the campfire. Finally around the campfire. Let's have good times. Let's celebrate. Let's talk about things that are fun. Let's laugh. But let's get things right. Sometimes we just need a campfire to sit around with Christ. So we can hear the question when he asks. Sometimes in life we are far too busy to pay attention when God is trying to talk to us. Sometimes we need a moment just sitting there at the fire, having had the fish and the bread, gone through a little laughter, a little talk. You should have seen the fish that got away. That's all good, Peter. I have something I want to talk to you about. Do you love me? Well, I'll be your friend. Okay, Peter, feed my lambs. Then you carry on the conversation. Don't you know Peter is thinking about these things that he has done? Since he has asked him now, "Do you love me?" And so he asks him the second time, "Peter, do you love me?" Well, Lord, I don't know how many times I got to tell you this. I'm your friend. I'm your friend. Feed my sheep. Tend to my sheep. Feed my lambs. Tend to my sheep. Those who are young in faith, take care of them. Those who haven't grown through their experience in faith, tend to them. Those who might not have had opportunity to experience the weight of guilt in the same manner which you are experiencing right now, Peter. Help them grow through this. Help them to understand that they still have a place at the campfire. You tend to them. If you're my friend, you tend to them. Peter, do you love me? Lord, you know I'm your friend. Well, tend my sheep. Tend those that are grown. Tend to those that have had more experience and may still have failure in their life and moments of weakness in their faith. Tend to them and help them. In our Christian faith, all of us have come to Christ with some history behind us. Some of us are equipped to help others that someone else in here may not be able to help because we don't have a common frame of reference. We don't have an experience. We might have read something in a book. We might have heard somebody talk about it. But we have never touched that fire and been burned. How can we help heal that burn, that wound, if we don't really know what it takes? And Peter's been burned. And Jesus is applying a healing salve on Peter. Around the campfire. I love being around the campfire. It's a wonderful thing to sit around the campfire and to find that joy and that hope and to be able to have peace come back, to be restored. And Peter is finding this in his conversation with Christ. You know, Jesus asked him a third time, Peter, do you love me? And you see what Peter said there is just, it's so real to me. Lord, you know all things. You know that I love you. Jesus said, feed my sheep. There's a difference, though. There's a change in the conversation. Because Jesus had been asking Peter, do you love me through and through? Peter, do you love me through and through? And Peter kept saying, I'm your friend. I'm your friend. And then Jesus says to him that last time, okay, Peter, are you my friend? You see, he changed. When he says, Peter, do you love me, that third time, he's saying to Peter, he's using the same word Peter is using, philo, phileo. Peter, are you my friend? And this bothers Peter. He says, Lord, you know all things already. I've already told you. You know I'm your friend. Then feed my sheep. Do you see, God calls us into a level of relationship with Him through His Son, Jesus. And Jesus tells us what that level of relationship should be. It should be a relationship where we are through and through loving Him as He loves us. But there are many times in our life where we find ourselves only wanting to be a friend. Do you know why it's easy to be a friend? Because sometimes as a friend, we can let the phone ring and not answer. You know what I'm talking about. Don't look at me like you don't know what I'm talking about. You know what it takes to love the way Jesus wants us to love? He taught us what love was. He told us the two greatest commandments. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength, with all of your being. And He said the second is like it, to love your neighbor as you love yourself. Peter was being called to love Jesus. He was being called to love God. Do you love me? I'm your friend. Do you love me? I'm your friend. Are you my friend? This is the kind of friend that will answer the phone when it rings. This is the kind of friend who will have the strength to be there with you in time of trouble. We talked about what children say love is. Let me tell you what I think love is. Love is having strength enough to fill your life with the complications, the needs, and the struggles of others without impatience or anger. Helping without question. Loving without question. Being Christ-like without question. Isn't this what Christ is doing with Peter? Peter, we've been through a lot together. Do you love me? I'm your friend. Peter, you've talked to me a lot about who you are and how far you're going to go with me. Do you love me? Lord, I'm your friend. Peter, are you my friend? I am. Isn't it wonderful to know that after all of that, Peter still had a place in God's kingdom? Peter still had a mission in God's kingdom. Peter had a purpose in God's kingdom. You have a place in God's kingdom. You have a mission in God's kingdom. You have a purpose in God's kingdom. But have you sat around the fire with Christ and got it worked out? Have you felt God say, it's okay now, let's move forward? Because this is what's happening. And how wonderful it is to see this in the life of Peter. I have always been a little bold with things I've said at times in my life. Have you? One of the things that I think that I could have been bold enough to say in my life is that I would never deny Christ. You know, I haven't ever denied Christ to this point. I pray for the strength. I will never deny Christ. Having seen this, you know what Peter is doing for me in this? He's feeding me as a lamb. He's helping me to grow as a sheep. He's letting me know that joy can be there even after failure. Because Christ will be there even after failure. But this is for those who will know Jesus as Lord and Savior. Do you know Him? Have you made a profession of faith? Have you found forgiveness of sins? Do you have the hope and the joy of being secured for eternal life in Christ? Because this is a campfire. And God is speaking to us right now. Do you love me? Will you love me? Will you allow me to love you? This is what Christ is asking us. He's calling us into a position, a relationship, where we allow Him to love us so fully that we change and become like Him. And we take our history and we move forward in life. As ugly as that history might be, it is there and God can use it to help others fighting the same battles that you had. Helping you and strengthening you so you can show them a path that leads to victory. What a wonderful, wonderful mission that is. Whatever your testimony is, it's never too small. It's never too far-fetched. And God can use you. But you have to let Him. And you have to begin by asking for forgiveness and for renewal in Jesus Christ. Do you know Jesus this morning as Lord and Savior? If you don't, I'm calling, I'm pleading. Please come and find forgiveness of sins in Him. We're going to close. And while the altar is open, will you come? Father, we thank You so much again for this day. Lord, we thank You that You love us and that You help us and that You strengthen us. Lord, be with us, I pray, unto Your glory in all things. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Will you come?